This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, November 16, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Thousands of Kiwis are still stranded in the region of Canterbury, New Zealand, near the epicenter of the 7.8 magnitude earthquake after being rocked by a deadly wave of powerful aftershocks, reports CNN. The Worldview spoke with Chris Baines of Christ Church New Zealand about how this earthquake and the one in February 2011 are opportunities to talk about Christ.
I think they provide huge opportunities. When we had the last earthquake, we did lots of outreach, and I guess essentially on an informal level, particularly in Christchurch, pretty much everybody you met for several years, if you started your sort of normal conversation about the weather, it would go from the weather to how did you go in the earthquakes. And so that was a huge opening, a huge opportunity to share the gospel.
Baines gave the Worldview listeners ideas on how to pray for New Zealand following the earthquake.
Certainly, there's people who are very affected. We're just finding out more of the news from where the earthquake hit. There's a little town called Kaikoura that we've been to many times. It's just under 2 hours away. And they've been completely shut off. The roads have been completely demolished. The infrastructure is destroyed. There's no sewage, no water, there's no power. They're now bringing actually a USS warship from the States to help with evacuating people.
Hundreds of what are believed to be trafficked children have gone missing from United Kingdom care homes, with more disappearing at, quote, an alarmingly high rate, unquote, reports Christian Today. Almost 600 children disappeared last year, with more than 200 still missing, according to government figures compiled by the English chapter of End Child Prostitution and Asian Tourism, which called it a, quote, national disgrace, unquote. The top three nationalities of missing trafficked children were Vietnamese, British, and Albanian. President-elect Donald Trump originally proposed dramatically lower tax rates for Americans at 10%, 20%, and 25%. CNN Money reports that his tax plan was seen by experts and deficit hawks as just too expensive, potentially costing between $6 trillion and $7 trillion. However, Trump has adjusted his proposed tax cuts to mirror House Speaker Paul Ryan's plan of 12%, 25%, and 33% tax rates for individuals. Dr. Ben Carson has reportedly turned down a position within the new administration of President-elect Donald Trump, reports Red State. While many political commentators speculated that Carson was coming out in support of Trump in order to get a position within Trump's administration, the neurosurgeon proved that speculation wrong by turning down a position in Trump's cabinet because he said he felt he was unqualified. The Texas Board of Education may vote to remove creationist passages from science curriculum, reports the Christian Post. For example, in September, a panel of educators created by the Texas Education Agency voted to scrap requirements for students to, quote, evaluate scientific explanations concerning the complexity of the cell, unquote, which allows students to analyze the creationist belief that the structure of cells and their functions are too complex to have developed through evolution. But the final decision for the change in the curriculum will be voted on by the Texas State Board of Education sometime early next year. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Indiana University has no shame. Not only was it caught selling the brains of aborted babies purchased at $200 each, reports Life News, but Indiana University is actually suing the state of Indiana in order to continue their grisly experiments on the brains of aborted babies, purchased through the Department of Pediatrics at the University of Washington. A new Texas bill would ban late-term abortions on disabled babies, reports the Dallas News. Another Texas proposal would amend the state constitution to extend the rights of life and liberty to unborn babies and completely prohibit abortions. "Vengeance is mine," I will repay, says the Lord. Powerful words from Romans 12:19. Those words are demonstrable in the failed bid for re-election of Brad Avakian, the radical leftist commissioner of the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries. He was the bureaucrat who slapped a Christian bakery with a $135,000 fine for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a lesbian couple. Even the liberal Oregon voters figured Avakian was too liberal. The political victor was Dennis Richardson, a known social conservative who's the first Republican to win statewide office in 14 years. Alveda King, the niece of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., said that Planned Parenthood told her parents to consider aborting her following her conception. Thankfully, her father disagreed, reports Life News. Sadly, King told students at Colorado State University this week that she had two abortions herself. Alveda, who is now pro-life, criticized the abortion giant Planned Parenthood for targeting black women and their babies for abortions. Do you recognize this signature opening?
This is the hour of decision. Everyone, and welcome once again today to another broadcast of the Hour of Decision, brought to you through the auspices of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Cliff Barrows here inviting you to stay tuned for these next few moments of song and spoken word.
Cliff Barrows, who hosted the weekly Hour of Decision radio program heard around the world for more than 60 years, died at the age of 93. Since the first Billy Graham Crusade in Grand Rapids, Michigan in 1947, he traveled the world with Billy Graham as his music and program director. Barrows died at the Carolinas Medical Center in Pineville, North Carolina, following a brief illness. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, November 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at TheWorldView.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.